All right, let's catch up with Brian Roll from the Department of Natural Resources this week. Thanks for some of your time, Brian.
Hey, no problem. Anytime, Adam.
I just wanted to catch up with you and just see how things have progressed since we talked last week early. I wanted to see, first of all, if you've had any more bear checks in Marquette or if you've heard
anything. Actually, I have. Kind of surprisingly, this late in the year, guys are still getting bears.
Wow.
So there's still actually some bears up and about and moving. You know, we've checked actually a number of bears since last time we talked. I even checked one this morning.
Wow. Well, that's kind of surprising. I'm not going to lie. Have you seen anything as far as the numbers this year compared to last year at Marquette?
We're still down at Marquette slightly, although if this continues, we'll probably catch right back up.
Well, I don't know if it will, but, man, that's a little surprising that it's still going really strong, huh?
Yeah, I'm surprised for this. You know, possibly it's just we haven't had, you know, multiple nights of real cold weather. But there are still bears moving around. So the guy that I checked this morning took it over the weekend.
Okay.
And it was a nice bear, too.
Are they giving you any indication about any other bear hunters or trail cam pics or anything like that? There's still a lot of bears on the landscape?
I have heard folks saying that they aren't seeing bears as much anymore. So they are slowing down. I suspect most of the females may even be denned up or hibernating already this year. There's always those males that'll kind of hang out and try to fatten up a little bit more before they go to sleep.
Yeah. Well, I don't see anything major on the horizon for the forecast long term yet, so it may continue strong here all the way through the end of the season this coming weekend, huh?
Yeah, I would guess so. I would guess we're going to still see a few more bears trickle in yet.
All right, Brian, well, let's talk a little birds for a moment here. I want to get into waterfowl and then obviously some deer talk as well. But first, let's go near and dear to your heart. I know you love your upland bird hunting with your pup. And I'm wondering, you know, what you saw over the weekend and also what you're hearing just in the last week or so with foliage starting to come down. Are you hearing any stronger reports of bird numbers?
Actually, I am. Guys are finding a few more birds. Everybody I've talked to said it's definitely up from last year, and I agree with them, but we really had nowhere to go other than up from last year with it was so dismal. A lot of the woodcock have already started kind of blowing out, so you might find those a little fewer and far between, but the grouse really seem to be kind of picking up a little bit. I was getting probably almost 4 flushes an hour over the weekends, which is, I'm happy with that.
Yeah, that's a solid
day. It wasn't like I just put up one covey and there was 4 birds. It was individual birds.
So they're definitely broken up then, and you know, the leaves are providing a few more shots or at least able to see birds more that are flushing?
Yeah, it is. We had some high winds on Saturday, so a little hard for the dog to work, and the bird got the best of both of us a couple times, but at least we're seeing them.
Well, Brian, I'd like to get a little more time from you later this hour, get into the waterfowl, and then obviously our deer herd as bow season continues.
Yeah, no problem.
Yeah, okay, excellent. We'll give you a call back here in a little bit, and we'll continue this outdoor report. DNR wildlife biologist Brian Roll. We'll be back with him. So stay tuned to The Outdoor Show.